Open your Bibles. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. So say, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Let me read that to you one more time. Don't cast away your confidence. Look at somebody and say, confidence. Say it one more time. Confidence. Say it one more time. Confidence. If you want a reward, you're going to have a little bit of confidence. Confidence in God. Say, I'm confident in the promises of God. Don't throw away your confidence because it has great recompense of reward. Well, what is confidence? How can you tell when a person is confident or not? How can you tell if a person has confidence or just a con? I tell you what, confidence, when you look at that word, confident means frankness, bluntness, publicity, speaking openly. That means a confident person is bold about what God wants. You're not afraid to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. You've got a promise from heaven, and you're not afraid to tell everybody about it. It might look like you're broke, amen, but God told you you're going to be rich, and you start talking about it. A confident person has a bold confession. A confident person has the confession of God, not a confession of failure. Don't throw away your confidence. When people lose confidence, they allow the situations and circumstances to talk to them instead of them talking to their circumstances and their situations. People that don't have any confidence, they are very quiet. But people that have confidence, they can proclaim what they believe God's about to do. I want you to know, if you don't know it already, that God wants to do something good for you. Not only does he want to do something good for you, he's willing to do something good for you. And he said in his word that he would do something good for you. But you've got to have confidence in that. And confidence is not, well, I just believe it. You've got to believe it and speak it and tell everybody about it. Proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. You've got to be frank about it and blunt about it. That's confidence. Well, what's confidence? We're going to overcome. That's confidence. What's confidence? How y'all doing over there? We're going to buy the whole place. Are you confident? Have you been telling people what God's going to do for you? If you haven't told anybody, you're not confident about it. Talk about it. Talk about your promise. Talk about your victory. Talk about what you believe God's going to do. That's confidence. It means to proclaim openly. Those that are confident, frank and blunt, and publicize it and speak it with boldness, they will receive the reward. Now it says this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience. What does it say you need? Did it say you need more power? Well, we know it says we have all power. We get all the power we want. But it says you have need of what? Patience. Oh, nobody wants to hear that word. Nobody wants to hear the word patience. It means run your mouth while you're patiently waiting for God to manifest his provision for you. I waited patiently and he heard my cry. He said, for you have need of patience that after you have done, after you've done something, that means patience does something. This doesn't mean patient looking around, looking at the flies fly by. Patience doesn't mean just wasting your time. Patience means you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in the meantime as you're waiting for your miracle or your manifestation. It says, you have need of a patience that after you have done the will, your will. It says, you have need of patience that after you have done the will of what? See, a lot of people don't get any rewards because they're doing everybody else's will. They're doing what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it. They're doing what people expect them to do. But that's not going to get your reward. You're going to be rewarded by doing what God told you to do. It said, after you've done the will of God. It's not what you want. It's not what you think is great. It's not what you think is grand. God wants you to accomplish his plan. A good thing isn't good enough. You need a God thing. It says you have need of patience that after you have accomplished the will of God. You're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to get any rewards until after you've accomplished the will of God in every circumstance and every season. Before you can go on to the next step, you've got to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish where you are right now. No reward until you do the trick. Everybody train dogs. You've seen people that train dogs. Well, that dog's got to sit there, but you can look at that dog, and that owner loves that dog as much as he wants. But that dog has got to accomplish that thing before he can receive the reward of it. Now, if I'm teaching a dog to sit down and my dog's doing backflips, he's still not going to get a treat because I don't care about the backflips. I care about telling him to sit down and him to sitting down with the Holy Ghost. It's being obedient that brings the reward. Heck, you've accomplished the will of God. Say, why can't I get a blessing? You need to do the will of God. What is the will of God for your life? What is the will of God in that situation? There is something. What's the way out? A way of obedience. A way of obedience is the way out of everything. It says, you cast not away your confidence. Don't worry about it. Keep running your mouth that you are going to get out. Keep running your mouth that you are going to be rich. Keep running your mouth that you are going to be blessed. Keep running your mouth that you are going to be healed. Keep running your mouth that your ministry is going to succeed. But as you're running your mouth about it, it doesn't do any good to run your mouth about what God's going to do when you don't do the will of God. There are a lot of people that want to run their mouth about what God wants to do for them, but they don't want to do anything for God. If God wants to do a great thing for you, you do a great thing for God. What's the best thing for God you can do is what he told you to do. God will do anything to a willing person. Just to steal the word, whether you like it or not. It says, after you have accomplished the will of God, that ye might. There are certain things you don't have might to receive. There are certain things you don't have might to receive right then and there. Why don't I have my $1 million? You don't have the might to receive it. But listen, after you have worked out on the will of God and built yourself up and trained yourself, might means strength and ability. Well, listen, when you do the will of God, you are developing spiritual strength. You are developing some strength. You're developing anointing. You might be able to carry the reward of God. The will of God, performing the will of God right now, doing what God wants me to do right now. Not the big thing that I'm supposed to do later on, but what God wants me to do right now will develop in me spiritual strength that I might have the strength to receive my reward. After I do the will of God, I will have the might, the strength, and the ability and the mindset to receive the reward of God. Why don't you got it right now? You can't handle it. There are certain things you just can't handle. What are you going to do with $1 million if you can't handle $10? If you're not obedient with $5, what are you going to do with $50,000? That you might, after you've learned the will of God, and you complete, submit it totally to God where you are right now, God will entrust to you more. Lord, give me strength to handle your reward. That's why the Bible says, he that is faithful in little things will be. Didn't say might be, didn't say have the ability. He that is faithful in little things. Anybody got a little thing right now? Might got a little checkbook. Might got a little house. Might got a little business. But listen, you got to be faithful in the little, that you might be able to be faithful in the much. There's nothing worse than an unfaithful man which stores much. That's a disgrace. God's looking for people that can handle great things and big things faithfully. Because you know what God wants you to have, you're going to get it in Jesus' name. But a faithful person can keep it. A faithful person can keep what God gives you. You're going to get what God wants you to have, but some of you as soon as you get it, you let the devil steal it from you. Some say, here today, gone tomorrow. But faithful people learn how to be obedient and learn how to hold on to the blessings of God and not let the devourer or the thief steal. God gave all of the earth and all things to mankind, didn't he? What did the devil do? He came and stole it right away. So he sent us Jesus to save us and to deliver us and to teach us faith and to teach us faithfulness and to teach us obedience, that we would not have the devil steal from us anymore. Faithfulness. You have need of patience. Need of patience. And anybody get scared when you hear that word? Well, let me tell you what. Patience is your servant. That word, it says you need to employ faithfulness. You got to get busy about the will of God. And you need to get as many of the servants of God on your side as you can get on your side. And it says basically what you need to do is you need to hire patience. You can't get what God wants you to have unless you've got him on your staff. When you want to do what God's will in your life, you want to accomplish, you want to be all that God wants you to be, you need to hire patience. And patience needs to work for you. He said you have need of patience. That means, listen, it says to employ in business, to get him in your house. How many got a business, a family, or a situation? And you feel that you're in that situation by yourself. Some of you might feel that you're in that situation by yourself. Well, this scripture says, listen, you have need of patience. What that means, you have need of patience. What that means is you need to employ patience. The spirit of patience. You're not going to be able to receive your reward until you embrace patience. Patience. Say the word patience 4 times. Say it again. Say it again. Well, patience means endurance. Patience means to endure. Patience means to endure cheerfully and consistently. It doesn't just mean waiting a long time. You can wait as long as you want to, but you got to wait consistently. There's a tape that we have, a CD that we have out there talking about faith and patience. And the thing about faith and patience is that you got to keep the same faith while you're patiently waiting. You got to be stable. You got to wait cheerfully with God and consistently with God. I'm going to shout all the way until I get my blessing. That's consistent. I'm going to be believing God all the way until I get my blessing. I'm not going to be up this week and with a good confession this week and next week crying because it took so long. Consistency. So after you have patiently endured, and endure doesn't just mean hang out and just wait forever. That's not enduring. That's being worn out. But you've got to learn to endure. To learn to be strong under every circumstance and in every situation. Don't let the devil steal your praise on bad days. I'm patiently enduring. Say, I'm hanging in there. I'm going to be reading the word tomorrow just as well as I read it today. I don't care what may. I'm not going to let go of God. I'm not going to give away my confidence. When I can see it right in front of my face, I'm going to say it's mine. But when I can't see it, I'm going to still confess the same thing. Patiently endure. But you're not going to be able to do that without the spirit of patience. You're not going to be able to endure unless you employ patience in your household. That will keep you cheerful. Listen, Paul had that spirit when he was in the book of Acts. Paul said, listen, sir, be of good cheer. They were about to sink in a ship someplace. They were about to go under. And everybody was screaming and hollering. Paul said, listen, be of good cheer, for I believe God. That is endurance. That means he said, I'm going to wait it out of here. See, I'm going to be laughing in the middle of the storm. I'm going to be laughing in the end. I'm going to be laughing in the beginning. I don't have to, things don't have to go my way to make me shout. You don't have to give me $1 million to get me to say thank you, Jesus. See, I know how to endure. See, if I can endure with little, I'll reign with much. See, I don't want to get a bunch of stuff. And if God's got to give you money to make you praise, you're under control. They used to teach us, listen, don't wait for the battle to be over. If you're waiting for the battle to be over before you start to shout, guess what? You'll never shout. The shout comes first. He said, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now because you know in the end you're going to win. That's called enduring. Act like. Say, listen, you have need of patience. Paul looked at these people and said, listen, you got some lack here. Y'all are going through some stuff, but you're not cheerful about it. After you have patiently endured, someone say consistency. See, that's what God wants. Just consistently. Many people run out of their rewards. I mean, they get right to the point of blessing and they said, whoop, well, forget it. Then you start all over again. That's one of the things that many believers are missing. It doesn't come fast for them, they give up. If God speaks it today, and if it's not there by next week, they didn't hung it up and quit a long time ago. But there are some things you need to hold on to. If God said it, I don't care how long it's going to take to get it, you're going to get it. I don't care if it takes 92 years. You better wait and be glad about it. That's how you get the promise. When are you going to get it? When you need it. God will do it. Rejoice in the Lord and be cheerful. How many of you want your blessing? How many of you feel that you got a reward out there? How many of you feel that you got a reward out there? You better get cheerful then. Cheerful. Say it one more time. Cheerful. It says, for yet a little while, and he will come and will not tarry. Then let's talk about Jesus coming again. Well, I'm here to tell you that message that you're waiting for from God. Listen, you get cheerful. You wait it through. Your provision, that miracle that you're waiting for, it will come and it will not wait. And it will not be and it will not tarry. The just. See, you just can't live any kind of way. You won't live this way, but to live the just. The just shall live not by faith. The just shall not live by emotion. The just will not live by feeling. Will not live by the stock market. Will not live by news reports. The just shall live by faith. You're going to live, you're going to have to learn to live by faith. This worldly life that God is talking about, it's not going to come to you until you develop a lifestyle of faith. Amen. You got to learn to live, but you know you got to live anyhow. When things are unseen, live. Don't wait to live when you think you got your blessing. I'm going to live now. I'm enjoying life today. I don't have to wait till I get $1 million before I have a good time and start to celebrate. I'm living right now. I'm enjoying right now. I'm enjoying where I am on the way to where I'm going. I'm enjoying the ride, and the devil's ticked off about it. I'm having a good time patiently waiting for God. See, not only is he going to be able to steal my blessing tomorrow, but he's not going to take my day today. I enjoyed right where I was. Whatever I had in my wallet, I used it to the glory of God and had a good time. I'm celebrating now. The just shall live by faith. We're not moved by what we see, hear, or feel. Good nor bad. Good nor bad. Now listen, if something good happens to you, you get a more of a shout in your step, there's a problem. You're an emotional praise. But the just will live by faith. Faith. We see beyond things. Now the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back. What do you mean draw back? Draw back from your confession. Said you have need of confidence. Don't you draw back from your confidence. If you were running your mouth that God's going to make you the head and not the tail. Don't you. If you were confessing it 2 years ago, you better get your mouth open and confess it today. If you were confessing you were the healed of God, and then you got a back pain and shut your mouth, you better open your mouth again. Say, don't draw back from your confession. This is the most blessed marriage in all the world. And we're going over the way. Then all of a sudden you have an argument. If you don't change your confession, don't draw back. Don't draw back. We can't draw back in anything. Now listen, it says this. This is why we don't draw back. It says, if any man draw back. It said, if. That means you don't have to. You don't have to live a life of instability. That's not God's best for you. Faith don't work that way. Wavering. You're not going to get anything wavering. You got to make up your mind and stay stable. You can't be tossed to and fro, up today and down tomorrow. Just find a place to sit there for a while. Anybody that's wavering and tossed to and fro, don't think you're going to get anything from God, because you're not. Well, we're just taking my blessing so long. Where is it at? Somebody say, you're unstable. Stabilize yourself for the blessing. See, God don't mess around with blessings. See, God's blessings are real and they're true. And God wants to give his blessings to stable, strong people. We pray tonight. Listen, we pray that the weak might become strong. Since you have enough need of patience that you might. You got to grow up and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You can't be a weakling all your days and expect to do great things for God. It's not God's design. He's given you the spirit of the Bible. Says greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You don't have to be weak. You can take it. You're not going to get blessed until you do. Ignore it. He says, listen, if any man draw back and do what he can't do, he says, my soul has no pleasure in him. Faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. When you toss to and fro, I'm in today, gone tomorrow. I got a confession today, and tomorrow my confession's down the drain. The Bible says, the word says that God hath no pleasure in that. That means, listen, he don't have any mind for that. That means he dislikes it. He can't hang with people, ain't wavers. You better get your mouth open and get strong in the Lord and get your faith and confession together. Don't think you're going to make God feel sorry for you because you whining and complaining and crying. We got to get beyond it. You know, if we complain, God don't answer your complaint. He responds to words of faith and confidence and joy. You can cry all you want. There was a man at the pool of Bethesda. The water would be troubled, and Jesus would walk by the man at the pool, and the water was troubled, and he said, go on and get what you want. And the man said, every time the water troubled, nobody going to pick me up and put me in. Don't you feel sorry for me, Jesus? Jesus said, get up. Get up. Rise and be healed. Get your mouth open and get a good confession from God. Words are free. He gave you your voice. He gave you power. He gave you the word of the Holy Ghost. It's not going to change until you speak the word. The Bible says, listen, you speak to the mountain and that mountain shall move. Don't expect Jesus to come down here and speak to your mountains for you. You open your mouth with the word of God and get something done. Thank you, Jesus. This is the word of faith. This is the word of faith. My soul hath no pleasure in him. God doesn't have any pleasure in people that draw back. You know what he said? If you want to go, go. Look at Lot's wife. She really pleased the Lord, didn't she? He couldn't even take her looking back. You better stop looking back in Jesus' name. One day you're going to look back to go back. Why did I get in this? I had this going on. You look back one time, you're going to be stalled and stuck there. You stop looking back. Don't even look back. Don't even think back. Keep your eyes on Jesus and run. And keep your confession. Don't even consider. There have been a lot of people that turned around and looked the other way and never were able to turn around again. You look back again, you might not be able to come back. Stay strong in the Lord. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stop that inconsistency. Stop that instability. Be strong in God. Stand there. Jesus is coming. You've got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You can't make it with the Holy Ghost. Guess what? You can't make it. My mouth belongs to God. I've got a good confession. I please God. Faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. I'm going to stop all that mess. Lock the door. Keep out the devil. Lock the door. Keep the devil in the night. Lock the door. Keep out the devil. Light the candle. Everything's all right. You know how you lock the door and keep out the devil? You lock the door to your mouth saying negative things, and you'll keep out the devil. Trying to teach you how to get a reward. Faith pleases God. God's here to pick you up and turn you around and say, you're going to make it. You are not going to fail. Confidence. Somebody say confident. What's God doing? Something good. Something good's fixing to happen. A bold confession. It'd be a sin not to have one. If God spoke it to your heart, guess what? You better speak it out of your lips. That's your job. If God's got the ability and the power to speak it to your heart, at least arm him so you speak it out of your mouth. He didn't have to say it to you. You better start to honor the word. If God gave you a promise, stop being a little weakling about it. Run your mouth about it. Tell somebody what God's about to do. Trying to keep it all secret. We know what God wants to do. We know where we're going. Let the devil know. If you don't run your mouth, he'll run his mouth. Out talk the devil. You want to talk, I'll out talk the devil. Somebody say, give him a nervous breakdown. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. I'm buying the place. I'm going to buy the whole complex, and I don't know what I'll buy next. How? My faith. God said so. If he can say it, so can I. And if I can say it, it can happen. But it's not going to happen until you get that bold confidence. Somebody say, confidence. That's the word of the Holy Ghost tonight. Be confident on your job. Be confident in your home. Be confident in your family. Be confident in your ministry. He said, now we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, destruction. So he said, I ain't going. That ain't my crew. That's not my crew. You're a part of my crew, and you're not under them that draw back unto the perdition. You are not going to go back to defeat. You're not going to go back to sickness. You are not going to go back to poverty. You're not going to go back to depression. You are not allowed to go back in Jesus' name. He who the Son sets free, you're free indeed. Press his name. He said, of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them, this is what I'm with. I'm with this one. You got a good confession. You're not supposed to hang with any and everybody. So, where is somebody going? Listen to their mouth. That's exactly where they're going. If anybody talking a bunch of trash, guess what? They're going right to the dump. When someone talks the word, they're going from glory to glory to glory. Somebody talks about Jesus, they're talking about victory. I'm so glad we're not of them that draw back. Neither are you in Jesus' name. But of them that believing, you're either believing or leaving. Believing or leaving. Amen. But we are of them that believing, somebody say, believe your way to salvation of soul. Deliverance by faith. Salvation by faith. We are them that believing to the saving of the soul. Say, I believe. Everything is going to be all right. What's going on in your life? I believe I'm all right. I believe I'm going to make it. I don't care what the devil's doing. It doesn't matter what I see, hear, or feel, but I believe everything is going to be all right. You can believe your way to the saving of your soul. You can believe your way out of debt. You can believe your way out of lack. You can believe your way out of depression. You can believe your way out of possession. I'm going to believe my way out of this mess in Jesus' name. Say, I believe it. I believe I can. I believe I can. I believe I can make it in Jesus' name. I believe I can prosper. These are the people that you need to be around. These are the people that you need to stand with. And you don't believe nothing that you don't confess. Well, anybody tell you they believe all this stuff? They don't believe it. It's not coming out of their mouth. They don't believe it. When you believe something's going to happen, you're going to run your mouth about it. This is what God's going to do. In fact, if it's in your spirit, it's going to come out of your mouth. So on the inside, it's going to come out. What's on the inside of you is going to come out. If success is on the inside of you, you're going to speak success. If healing is on the inside of you, you're going to speak healing. You speak it before you see it. You speak it before you experience it. You speak it before you feel it. You confess it before you possess it. Talk about it in Jesus' name. Now faith. Now. You want faith to work right now. You want your stuff to come together right now. Somebody say right now. Now faith. That means how to get the ball rolling right now. Now faith is substance. Somebody say substance. Say, I got it. Now faith is substance of things hoped for. If you don't have a hope, you don't have a thing. Don't go out there believing for something you ain't got no hope for. Your faith won't work unless you have a hope. Faith, you don't get out there and skyrocket and believe anything, but believe in your hope. You got to have a vision of where you're going. You got to have an expectation that says faith is evidence and substance. Faith is substance of things expected. Hope is an earnest expectation. If you don't expect anything, throw your faith away because it ain't going to work on nothing. Evidence for my expectation. And you're not going to get an expectation until you get a vision. And you're not going to get a vision until you get what? The word spoken to you. You get up under a good word, you should expect something to happen. We should, listen, when you hear this stuff preached, it should increase you to get an expectation from God. I expect something to happen. And then you start to walk in faith to bring that expectation to manifestation. Now faith is substance to my expectation. Somebody say, look at my faith. Let the devil see your faith. Let God see your faith. You want something to show up? Let your faith show up. Ain't nothing happening there. Start it with your faith. Now faith is substance to things hoped for. And faith is obedience. Abraham believed God. And he stepped out in action. The first thing that we saw materialize to Abraham's promise was his actions and his obedience. Don't tell me God's going to do something for you and I don't see you acting on it. God's got a house for me and you ain't got no bags packed. Faith has the actions, and faith without works is dead. Now faith is substance for things hoped for and evidence of things unseen. Evidence of things unseen. Evidence of things unseen. Let God see your faith. You'll see the manifestation that God has stored up for you in heaven, in high places.